And now I'd like to welcome Cheryl Brock and Helen Oost. Thank you, Linda. You mentioned that the word joy came up in your introduction earlier, and really food is my joy. And I also want to add the word justice to this program that we're going to talk about. Joy and justice, because food is a basic right, and so many people are without. In Oregon, over 500,000 people are food insecure. And the program we're going to talk to you about today is Produce for People. It is a program put on by the Portland Community Gardens. So I'm going to give you a little information about both. But first I want to tell you a story, and I want to thank whoever came up with the garden song today. It was wonderful. Thank you. I want to tell them myself. I have a background in gardening and farming that I'm so grateful for. I remember walking around in my grandma's garden in southern Oregon when I was very little. Remember, I was little. So I made the biggest mud feet you have ever seen, and I pulled out the biggest green onions. I've never seen anything so big and tasty since. But I took them to my grandma, and she was so happy and so excited that I made a big mess and I got down in the dirt. And it really is unfortunate that most people nowadays don't have that. And Helen and I are here to inspire as well as tell you about our beloved garden programs. So now that I've told a little bit on myself, I would like to turn it over to Helen to talk about her. Oh, and by the way, I am the volunteer co-manager at Rigler Community Garden, which I'll talk a little bit later.
I've been asked to give a brief bio and tell you why I chose Produce for People as a thing to put down in the survey that you guys sent to me. I've been retired now for about 4 years, and it's been a settling time where I can choose what I want to do. And I support the ACLU and unions and Greenpeace and secular humanists and Unitarians. I read, I belong to 2 book groups. I go to the fitness center 3 times a week. I walk to my local downtown. I hike, but I really enjoy gardening. Several times a week, I either walk or I go down to the garden close to me. It's on a hillside, and we have a view of the St. John's Bridge. It's the prettiest, most beautiful garden in town. And if you want to come out and see it, take a chance. It's on Edison. I grow food for my husband, for myself, for my grandchildren. And recently, I've been growing a special plot for Produce for People, food that we donate to folks, low-income folks in St. John's area. I started gardening about 8 years ago because there's not enough sunlight in my yard, so I went to the community garden where I have a plot that's 20 by 20, and I can grow a lot of food there. I became a volunteer manager about 4 years ago, and last year I started a special plot just for donating to Produce for People. Today I harvested some tomatoes, peppers, collards, kale, and chard, which I will take for donations to FoodShare, a local co-op grocery for low-income folks in our area. And there's some information about those over there on the side. When the YE survey came around and I was asked about what activities are important to me, I mentioned for Produce for People, and I'm delighted that you chose it.
How many people are gardeners here? Oh, right. So you get the joy part. And one thing about Portland Community Gardens and why I believe in it so much and why I'm here and becoming an advocate for the community garden program is Produce for People. The Portland Community Garden started with Parks and Rec in about 1975, so they've been around a while. It was started by a woman by the name of Leslie Pohl. She was the founder and then the manager in the city program. And it started out very small, but now we have over 53 gardens throughout the community, and we have over 2,000 gardeners. We also have different plots in school yards, and Wrigler is fortunate to have one, and we even have a Wrigler school student here that has been in Wrigler Garden. So we have a very active input into our communities. The Friends of Portland Community Gardens started in 1985 as an advocacy group. I'm giving you a lot of facts here. You don't have to remember everything. But what they did is they became an advocate for the gardens in Portland. And so they help us out as managers, and as our volunteer managers, they give us different wood chips and compost and things to make it easier to garden. The Produce for People started as a program that was very informal, and people were donating to the food bank and to various pantries. And Leslie saw a need for doing that more formalized. And so in 1995, Produce for People was a formalized program. And the reason that Produce for People is so effective is that it donates food that's grown by gardeners in the neighborhood to other people in need. In the neighborhood. It's very oriented into the community. And at Wrigler, we donate to a program that's just about 10 blocks up the street every week. And we also donate through the school. So we get to know who we're donating to and figure out what the needs are. The aim was to shorten the time that people got their food from harvest to eating it. There was a lot going on with the food banks, but there wasn't much fresh food. And again, that's where the joy of gardening comes in and the justice that belongs with people getting good food, good, clean, and fair food right from the earth. So I just want to give you an example of a couple of gardeners that have been involved. I asked a couple of managers that were involved, very much involved, like Helen, in Produce for People, why they did it and how they did it. And Alan from Seacrest Community Garden said, I just had a vacant lot, I saw a need, and I started. And then once he started, other people started, which is what I'm finding at Wrigler, because ours is fairly new too. One person starts it, another person comes in and volunteers, so it takes about 3 to 4 volunteers, and you can make a difference in your community. And Helen has proven that too. I want to give you a little insight into the Vermont Hills Community Garden and their Produce for People program. Dave, the volunteer manager there, started it again in some empty plots. It grew and grew, and together the volunteers from the garden work with Neighborhood House, a resource center for low income and immigrants in their neighborhood. They go to Neighborhood House and talk to the people that are there and find out what their needs are, invite them to the garden, and it's been a real great partnership of working together. Dave gave me a quote that I'm going to read to you now. The best rewards are seeing how the ultimate recipients react when we bring items to Neighborhood House, such as the big eyes and broad smiles of some elderly Chinese patrons when we delivered Asian pears one day last year. Or the woman who said, fresh green beans, I haven't eaten those since I was a kid. So again, it's joy and justice all in one. And I'm going to let Ellen talk a little bit about her involvement, because she's so excited about this. And I really enjoyed getting excited, and just from Helen's input, I'm going to be more involved in our garden and produce for people too.
And it's been a great opportunity for me too, getting to know Cheryl. I'm going to be becoming a little bit more involved also. About 3 years ago, I first heard or found out about the Produce for People, and I asked if there was a program in our garden. No, there wasn't, but the manager said, fine, go ahead and get one started. And so I did. I looked for a place that we could donate our vegetables close by, and I found FoodShare, an organization that's been in St. John's for 25 years providing food for people there. And I'm just delighted because when I deliver them at 9 o'clock, I happen to go on Wednesdays, and they put them immediately out on the shelves. And the people there come out from 9 to 12 o'clock, and they immediately take them right off of the shelves. It's really nice to see. We have 11 families in our garden who are Hmong and are from Vietnam and various other Asian communities. We have a number of retired people who supplement their retirement with veggies from the garden, and it's very important to them. It really makes a difference in their lives. I also started a Produce for People plot just last year, so that there's a separate plot, and the city has allowed us to have one plot that is just for donations. We have many new gardeners each year, so it's also a demonstration plot, and every month I also tell what we're doing in our demonstration plot. We're trying to get more people doing year-round gardening, because you can garden here in Portland almost all year round and get greens. And by the way, that's been interesting. One of the things that our food share program that our people are asking for to have donated is greens. And along with growing more greens, I found that I like more greens myself. So it's been a win-win all the way around. And this year, we were able to get more plants, because one of the problems is it takes money to grow plants. I'm sorry, but we pay for our plots, and then we also have to put plants in. And if you've been to the nursery, you know it costs money to get starts. And Produce for People has been providing us plants. Every year I ask what gardeners want to have plants that they will use to donate. And they can grow a plant, they can grow a row, or they can help with the Produce for People plot. And so the Produce for People organization actually provides plants for us. We also get other donations. One of the retired professors from the University of Portland developed and patented a cherry tomato, and he gave us about 50 plants. And I think he said that you could get 15 pounds from his plants easily. I got 15 pounds from his plants.
So to wrap this up, I just want to talk again about the importance of Produce for People, and how it brings community neighborhoods together, and how it's people helping people and within their own neighborhood. We have 38 gardens that are now Produce for People gardens, and they're building their numbers every year. Again, it takes two or three people to start, and once you start, the momentum gets going, and pretty soon you're donating 25 and 35 pounds a week. So I would like to give you a figure that from 1998, when they started to formalize the Garden Produce for People program, from 1998 to 2011, there have been donations of 313,000 pounds of produce that have come through our program. Yeah. So again, there's lots of joy and justice in this program. And it's gardeners taking care of the earth and taking care of their neighbors.
Thank
you. You know, I can't do very much about Trump, but I can grow food to give away. I found out one of the needs was greens, and so I found that greens are very easy to grow. They like cool weather, and guess what Portland has? Lots of cool weather. In fact, I was having greens through Thanksgiving last year and donating them through Thanksgiving. At this point, I really enjoy being one of the co-managers at John's Community Garden, and I like working for Produce for People and getting other gardeners involved. Right now, most of the costs that are for Produce for People are done by the gardeners themselves, purchasing seeds, starts, and fertilizer, and just taking care of it. You know, plant starts are expensive, and I've been able to get some of them for free. I'm always on the lookout. And if you're wondering what you can do, what you could do to help, find out if there's a community garden in your area. There's a map over there on the side that has all 55 gardens on it, so you can see gardens. You can even contact them and see if there's anything you could do. You can donate food from your own garden if you have a garden yourself. You can support Friends of Community Gardens because they help out the community gardens too. But what I'm asking you today is to donate to Produce for People. You make the check out to City of Portland and put Produce for People on it.
Make it out to Y East.
Okay.
And then Produce for People in the...
Okay, make it out to Y East and Produce for People. We will use your money to grow food for low-income folks. Thank you.
So each week we lift up the spiritual value of generosity by taking an offering. An important part of our identity